Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Doing well. And last week, you left us with a challenge from 1984.
Yes. I said start with the phrase Airstrip 1. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell the name of a process you need to do to survive. What is it?
Well, Airstrip 1 can be rearranged to spell respiration.
That is correct. All right, Ian, June 15th is the birthday of actor Neil Patrick Harris, star of Doogie Howser, M.D., and How I Met Your Mother, and a puzzle fan, it should be noted. To celebrate NPH's birthday, our quiz this week is about other famous people known by three names.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about White Castle.
We'll put that one in the back pocket for another week.
Just where those burgers belong.
First up, the designer of over 1,000 structures, including a house in Pennsylvania called Falling Water, and the Guggenheim Museum in New York City.
Frank Lloyd Wright?
Correct.
All right.
The subject of a memorial built on the Tidal Basin in Washington, D.C. that officially opened on October 16th, 2011.
Believe that was Martin Luther King.
It is Martin Luther King.
There's Junior.
Yes, officially. There's some controversy over the quote that was on there. They paraphrased it a little bit, and some people aren't so happy about that, so there's a big to-do about if they're going to re-chisel the quote or they're going to have to take out a big section of the monument, and it's all kind of nuts now. It's a very beautiful memorial, by the way. The actor who starred in Young Guns and Stand and Deliver, and whose most famous role is Richie Valens in La Bamba.
Okay, it's Lou Diamond Phillips.
That is correct.
What's he done in the last...
Young Guns 2, Young Guns 3, The Young Gunning. Two of the three U.S. Supreme Court justices who served in the 21st century, whose names fit the category.
That's a good one. Well, I think they're both women. Sandra Day O'Connor
is one.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg
is two. Can you get the third? This is a retired justice.
It is William H. Rehnquist.
No. Retired in 2010. Does that help?
Oh, Justice John Paul Stevens.
John Paul Stevens is the third one, right. And finally, the author whose most famous character first appears in the novels A Study in Scarlet and The Sign of Four. You might have to do a little detective work on this one to get the right answer.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Arthur Conan Doyle is correct. Yes, A Study in Scarlet and The Sign of Four are, of course, the first two Sherlock Holmes novels.
Back to elementary school.
Well, Ian Eric Pickus went 5 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or log on to wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions, or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I leave in the hands of Mike.
Start with the name Jamie Lee Curtis. Change one letter in her name to a P, then rearrange the result to spell three beverages. What are they? So again, start with the name Jamie Lee Curtis. Change one letter in her name to a P, then rearrange the result to spell three beverages. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll be seeing you again, PDQ.
See you next week, Ian.